Dave Thomas, Matt Morrison back in the north end zone. Griffith Stadium, Huskies win 28-23, advance to the Hardy Cup against Calgary next weekend. Thankful to Yul Piok for sticking around by the heater. Four receptions, 32 yards today. First and foremost, give me your impressions of this football game.
It was playoff football, Canada West style. It's just Wild West style again. Obviously, you see the defense stepping up as many times as they can. Offense making as many plays as they can. But it's just the beautiful, unconnected football of Husky football, Brown, right there.
I want you to take me inside the huddle for two moments in this football game. Number one, in that second quarter, when head coach Scott Flory has got all the confidence that you guys are going to convert on third down, not once, not twice, but three times, what's going on in that huddle?
Just belief. Every single person looks each other in the eyes and knows right away that we need this right now. It's playoff football. Each play is magnified right away, and Coach Flory continuously trusting in us. Three times in a row, we got to answer right away.
Your quarterback, Mason Nias, getting his first year as a starter, he gets absolutely belted. I have never seen a quarterback take that hard of a high hit before, and he's down on the turf. But he comes back. What's his demeanor in that huddle? Because he seems like he's got all kinds of command of it.
It's that NOD blood in him. As soon as he takes that hit, he's ready to go. He jumps right back up, and he's going to put throw a strike right away.
A lot has been made about the miss of Colton Clausen, obviously not dressed today due to injury. So talk a little bit about the depth of the receiving core and how other guys stepped up and placed the number seven and how important that was.
Colton is a leader who right away you just feed off of his energy regardless if he's on the field. As long as he's in the locker room, you see that man, you see the intensity, the determination. He wants to be out there, he wants to play. So right away every receiver behind him steps up, because we know that if seven is out there, he'd be busting his butt. So we're definitely going to be doing the same for him.
I once had a coach told me that if it was easy, everybody would do it. This definitely wasn't easy today. What did you have to do, or what did you have to adjust? Because obviously the first half didn't go as way offensively as far as points on the board went as you would like.
It's one of those things where you need to take a deep breath, and you guys just got to understand that it's one play at a time, and it's playoff football, so they're definitely going to come out with a whole new scheme, with a whole new energy. When you're playing them a third time, everything isn't going to be as easy. So guys just have to take a deep breath and understand that it's going to come, and be patient with the game plan. And as you showed the score, it eventually will work out.
Don't blush, but every moment I see you this season, it's like you're savoring the moment, being back on the football field after last season. You now get a chance to do something you've never done. How exciting is it to play for a championship?
Oh, God, it's so good. Since I literally signed here, all I've been thinking about is just being able to bring, just being able to be back to where these guys were, that 96 Vanier Cup, that 98 Vanier Cup, the 90 Vanier Cup, the numerous Hardy Cups. I always just dreamed about being in this position. So now that I'm blessed enough to be back, that's all I'm doing is just savoring every single moment and allowing each play to play itself out, because you can blink and hopefully you can be just like those guys.
Calgary next weekend. It's never easy to play at McMahon Stadium, and you're a team that has struggled away from this facility. What do you need to do to be successful?
We just need to lock in and start playing our brand of football, because we can do this here. We just need to take it on the road with us.
Y'all, I appreciate you taking some time for us. It's great to see you back on the field where you should be. Let's go get them next weekend in Calgary.
Thank you again. We will.
Yul Piok joining us here post-game, Saskatchewan.